County.
Cartmel.
Lonsdale.
Bolland.
Furness.
Fylde.
Grisdale.
Hendle.
Graduate.
The UK, Europe, and the world.
Live across Lancaster University, this is Bailrig FM News.
87.7 Bailrig FM. Your campus radio station.
The week's top stories.
Thousands feared dead in Mozambique floods. Chilean General Augusto Pinochet returned home. Lancaster great-grandmother dies after mugging. And LUSU clarifies position with local nightclubs. I'm Nicola Jones with Bailrig FM's World and National News. Thousands are feared dead and up to 1 million people are thought to have been displaced in the southern African state of Mozambique following widespread flooding. Despite evacuation efforts by helicopter, tens of thousands remain marooned due to the floodwaters, and storms expected in the coming days are set to worsen the crisis. The Disasters Emergency Committee has set up a flood appeal donation line. To contribute, call 0870 6060 900. Okay. Former Chilean General Augusto Pinochet yesterday... Former Chilean General Augusto Pinochet yesterday returned home after over 17 months on British soil. This followed Jack Straw's decision to halt extradition proceedings against the general on medical grounds. News of the decision brought mixed reactions, and a last-minute attempt to stop Pinochet by Garcon, the campaign's Spanish judge, failed. Culture Secretary Chris Smith unveiled plans today to boost creative jobs and business in English areas. The report published today stresses the need for expansion of creative businesses, as at the moment most are centred around London. Also planned is a new £1.3 million fund to get crucial start-up capital to creative industries in the West Midlands. A Leeds University lecturer has had permission revoked to make a speech attacking the Stephen Lawrence inquiry to an influential American far-right organisation. The university refused Frank Ellis leave after it discovered the racist nature of the organisation and the content of the speech. Leeds University student leaders and university officials are now meeting to discuss the implications of Dr. Ellis's views.
87.7 Bailrig FM.
Bailrig FM News.
I'm Sarah Jones with Bailrig Local and Campus News. Lancaster Students' Union has responded to rumours circulating concerning its relationships with local nightclubs such as Liquid and The Carlton. LUSU has agreed to both accept and support advertising from Liquid concerning their Monday student nights to ensure that a positive relationship could be forged between the two, and so there could be some student input. The relationship between LUSU and The Carlton has also been reaffirmed. Profit from the successful Wednesday nights is used to fund coaching for AU clubs and to support JCR activities. The Sugar House does not appear to have been particularly affected by the increased competition, as it has surpassed budgets and has continued to do so. The Sugar House intends to listen to students concerning which events will cater for the majority. Stuart Aitken, General Secretary, said that it was good to see the Sugar House successfully rising to the challenge. Lancaster University's Institute for Health Research are launching a new probe into cancer in young adults and the resulting effects on their parents. Researchers are interested in talking to parents of children who are between 18 and 25 and who have had this experience. The Institute is hoping that the investigation will lead to publications which will help future parents in this situation. The project is being undertaken in memory of George Easton, who died of cancer whilst in his second year at the university. The Rapist Sexual Assault Support Service, which was established last year, is to set up a new helpline. The helpline is to be set up to help victims of rape and sexual assault in the Lancaster and Morecambe area. The support service will be run by the Bay HNS Trust and has been financed by Morecambe Bay Health Authority and Lancashire County Council Social Services Department. The helpline, beginning on Monday, will be manned by trained female volunteers. The line will be available for two sessions every week, Monday 10 till 12 and Thursday 2 till 4. The helpline number is 01524 853 126. Lancaster Coroner's Court revealed this week that the death of a Lancaster University student, known as KJ to his friends, was suicide. The court heard from Luke Dillon and Joseph William Baldwin, Baldwin students, how KJ had been acting strangely during his last weeks. Mr. Baldwin told how KJ had said to him, "All I have to do is jump," just before his body was found on a walkway below Bolan Tower. Post-mortem discovered a massive skull fracture which had caused the death. 94-year-old Molly Potter, who was savagely mugged last week, has lost her fight for life. The great-grandmother mugger, 20-year-old William Bennett, may escape facing a murder charge depending on the outcome of the Home Office post-mortem. At Lancaster Magistrates' Court last Friday, Bennett was charged with a spate of three attacks on old ladies and has been remanded in custody. If you've been to Alexandra Square this week, you can't help but notice that it's been One World Week. We sent two of our reporters to a world activity.
We went planting trees down near Management School, near Lancaster House Hotel, which is part of a reforestation project that's happening all over the country this year, known as the Millennium Forest Project. You can also get involved throughout the year by helping the conservation projecteers of the Students' Union.
Bailrig 87.7 FM.
With Bailrig FM Sports News, I'm Nicola Jones. The Six Nations Rugby Tournament continues this weekend with an undefeated England side facing Wales at Twickenham. England have already won an easy victory over the Irish and followed this up with a performance that showed true character against the French in what many saw as a tournament-deciding match. Wales have had mixed fortunes so far in the tournament, having lost to France during the opening weekend but managing to overcome Italy 2 weeks ago in Cardiff. The match should provide the English with a tough challenge, with the Welsh determined to turn in the sort of performance that saw them come out victorious in the mirror fixture last year. Wales will put in more than 100%, but the English side should prove just too strong. In the other fixtures of the weekend, Scotland, with two losses in two games, face their toughest challenge yet against World Cup finalist France at Murrayfield. Scotland have been humiliated by defeats in Italy and their first Ireland in the tournament in over 10 years, and they will find it hard to regain their form against a French side who will feel unlucky to have been beaten by the English 2 weeks ago. Ireland, with one win and one defeat under their belt, come face to face with tournament newcomers Italy, who after experiencing the highs of beating Scotland in Rome 4 weeks ago, came crashing back down with defeat to the Welsh in Cardiff. The match at Lansdowne Road will be a close affair, but the Irish should benefit from their home advantage. The biggest game in the Premiership this weekend takes place at Old Trafford on Saturday morning, when league leaders Manchester United take on fourth place side Liverpool, who are experiencing a stunning run of form. Liverpool will be strengthened by the return of Michael Owen to their side, whether from the start or as seems more likely on the bench. Many eyes meanwhile will be on the Manchester goal to see if keeper Mark Bosnick will return, having been left out of the European game in Bordeaux in midweek. And the fixtures of the weekend see second place Leeds United entertain Coventry on Sunday, the same day that third place Arsenal travel to Aston Villa. At the bottom of the table, Sheffield Wednesday face a tough trip to Everton, and Watford take on West Ham at Vicarage Road.
Bailrig 87.7 FM.
Now with all the latest local football news, here's Bailrig FM sports correspondent Martin O'Boyle.
Lancaster City midfielder Dean Martin has been left injured after a dressing room brawl after last Friday's Unibon League fixture at Lee RMI. The Dollies midfielder was sent off 2 minutes before the end as Lancaster City went down to two goals by ex-Marine star Brian Ross to condemn City to their first double defeat of the season. Martin was sent off for two bookable offences, the second being a late challenge on Lee player Ricky Harris. According to eyewitnesses, Harris stormed into the dressing room and began to aim punches at Martin. Lancaster City kit man Jimmy Davis was also injured in the attack, which has been reported to the FA. The Dollies are up for the cup again on Saturday as they travel to Frickley in the semi-finals of the Unibon League Cup. Lancaster are set to make three changes from the side which lost to Lee, with ex-Cambridge United midfielder John Fowler looking certain to make his first start for the Blues. Central defender Jamie Udall is expected to make his first appearance in a City shirt since December, and Chris Ward will replace the cup-tied David Etock in attack. He'll be partnering the in-form Kenny Mayers, who scored 2 goals in 2 games since being asked to play up front. There are still fitness doubts over Paul Crompton and Kevin Barnes, and manager Tony Hesketh believes that both players will still be on the sidelines for Saturday's encounter. The popular pre-season cup games between Lancaster and Morecambe look set to be resurrected following several years' break with the tradition. The two-legged encounter became an eagerly anticipated curtain raiser for the new season, as the sides battled for the Lakeland Soft Drinks Trophy, but the competition was scrapped in 1994. Talks between the two clubs are at an advanced stage, and both Lancaster and Morecambe are said to be very enthusiastic for the old battle to be rekindled.
Bailrig FM.
The week's top stories.
Thousands fear dead in Mozambique floods. Chilean General Augusto Pinochet returned home. Lancaster great-grandmother dies after mugging. And LUSU clarifies position with local nightclubs.
Bailrig FM News is produced and presented by the Bailrig FM News team. Next scheduled update is on top of the hour.
87.7 Bailrig FM.